Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I am so excited to have the lovely Taylor Page with us today. So Taylor, if you don't know, is an internationally recognized intuitive, sought-after celebrity angel reader, spiritual teacher, and the owner of Angels and Amethyst, where she offers both angel and birth chart readings, as well as private events and workshops. Her mission is to connect to as many people as possible to the wisdom and guidance of their angelic guides. Welcome to the show, Taylor. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I was really excited when you popped into my inbox because I thought, oh, we haven't spoken about angels for a while. And I really loved your take and your angle on angels. So I was really excited because I love angels myself. So I thought, yes, let's get Taylor on. Let's talk all things angels because there's so much we can talk about with manifestation, with angels, with spirituality. So I'm really excited to ask you all my budding questions today. But first of all, Taylor, before we dive into all things angels, one question I love to ask every guest who comes on the podcast is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
So I came in spiritually awake, like many babies and young children. We are all connected to spirit. And then throughout my younger life, I completely started shutting down. Like many people, the volume was turned up on my psychic senses in childhood. And because I was fearful, I was attracting lower vibrational entities and fearful experiences to myself. And so it got to a point where I was seeing only negative things, like when relatives would die or scary things. And so I completely turned everything off. And in that process of spiritually blindfolding myself, I hit rock bottom. I was in a 4.5-year, like abusive, awful relationship. I was following the wrong career path. I was sick in my body. And finally, at the age of 25 is when I really say that I woke up. That was my true spiritual awakening. It took hitting rock bottom to say, I can't keep everything out psychically anymore, because in doing that, I'm also keeping out my angels, my guides, the benevolent forces around me, and my own sacred connection to intuition, which is our birthright. And it's crazy because I was just thinking about this, how our brains are fully formed at 25. So our perception of things before that is so different. And so many people I know hit rock bottoms and start changing their whole life around the age of 25. And I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah, it really is. And you're so right. So I'm just about to turn 29.
And definitely around that age of 25, like I would say I had my like third spiritual awakening. So I had my first one when I was about 21. And then ever since then, it was like dark cloud of the soul, spiritual awakening, one after the other. But yeah, on my 27th birthday is when I like made the biggest, I would say, like breakthrough awakening. Yeah. And yeah, I haven't looked back since. And like, it's funny because when that Saturn return sort of like first starts to creep in, it's really interesting, isn't it? How so many people have those spiritual experiences or have those awakenings, even if they've been total muggles before, as I call them, you know, whether you're aware of, you know, law of attraction, spirituality, or whatever. Like, you know, I think we always have spiritual awakenings throughout our whole entire lives, of mini forms, big forms, whatever. But yeah, you're so right. It really does hit around that age, doesn't it?
And I feel like it's no accident that our brain starts developing, I mean, finishes developing right as we're gearing up for our Saturn return. Mm-hmm. Like it's all connected in this really beautiful way. And I always say that Saturn is such a slow moving planet that we start to feel the whispers of our Saturn return even before we turn 28. So I feel like that is just all connected. Like the time period from 25 to 31 is so transformative. It's amazing.
It is. I'm still living it.
So. Yeah.
I've got a few more years before I'm on the other side. And then you got Jesus year when you're 33. And my friends are like, oh my God, that was even worse. And I'm like, don't.
Oh my gosh, I know. That's the year that I'm planning on having kids. If everything goes according to plan, I'm like, okay, my 33rd year, I should be ready, but I have two more years to go.
I love it. So obviously your work focuses around angels and obviously like spirit guides and things. So how did you first come across angels and what have been some of your experiences with your angel team?
Yeah. So I, as I said, experienced a lot of scary stuff associated with my intuitive gifts when I was younger. And so when I woke up at 25 and I was ready to connect with my intuition again, I just had this natural sense of working with angels. And it was so interesting because I had this sense when I invited them in that they had always been with me. And so there was almost this deja vu sense. And it's interesting as well, because I feel like all of my psychic senses are perfectly attuned to working with angels. I think different like practitioners are all kind of on different radio dials. And I feel just very attuned to angels. They're pure unconditional love. And so they really help me find my power again and come back into feeling safe in this spiritual realm after being very traumatized as a kid. Speaking of the word muggle, like my whole life, I listened to Harry Potter on tape when I was going to sleep by Jim Dale so that I could not be scared by different energies in my room. So I really just feel like angels are such a beautiful entry point to working with spirit, because they're just a safe source of pure love, and anything that is not loving is not them. So if you're getting a message that's like, you're not good enough or something, that's not your angels.
Yeah, it's so true. And like angels were absolutely like the first thing that I came across on my spiritual journey. And I really loved it because it kind of like dipped my toes from manifestation into like proper spirituality. And it was really great because that love and that support and the guidance is just great. And, you know, I involve the angels in so much of my work now, more so than probably other any elemental or guide, just because I've always felt so connected to them. And I think I've just felt not the biggest results, but like the biggest rewards from working with them and having that beautiful connection. And I came across them through Kyle Gray's work. And then I've just literally become so obsessed with them ever since. And I know that my lovely listeners are also just as obsessed with angels. So it's lovely how, you know, they communicate with us and you can work with them for so many different things, as well as having such a beautiful connection and relationship with them as well. So for anybody who's listening, who's wondering, okay, this all sounds great, I'd love to connect to my angels, what are some common signs that our angels are communicating with us?
Yeah. So the very first thing, if you want to connect with your angels, is to invite them in out loud, because angels, as a source of pure unconditional love, recognize our free will. So by inviting them in, we allow them to send us signs and we'll also be more awake to seeing their signs. So of course, angel numbers are a sign that people are really in mass waves waking up to, which is so cool. And I always say that if you're seeing a lot of angel numbers, like everywhere, like 111, 222, 333 every day, and you're seeing all of them, that is your angels showing you glitches in the matrix and being like, hey, there's so much magic, like come connect with us. There's so many other angel signs as well. Butterflies, all winged animals are really connected with the angelic realm. Ladybugs, dragonflies, butterflies, doves, hawks even. But what I really like to say is when you're asking for signs from your angels, you don't have to be a passive recipient. You can also assign a sign that you'd like to see from them. And mine in the very beginning was purple hearts. I would say, angels, if you're around me, send me purple hearts. And I went into the first shop that I was in as a reader. And there was a huge purple amethyst right by where my reading station was. And it was a huge purple amethyst heart. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm in the right place. So by asking for specific signs, it gives room for your angels to create such amazing synchronicities.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, it is setting the intention, is asking it, is saying, hey, I'm here, show me that you're here. Because I hear so many angel teachers saying about the free will and how, you know, they can't sort of like step forward or intervene unless you're like open and saying, look, come in, support me, help me. So I think it's great that, you know, they are there to support us. And like you say, they're those beings of unconditional love who can just come in and wrap us up in love and help and support us. And, you know, like I feel that the most ask question in my inbox is always, Emma, I'm seeing 1111, what does this mean? And I'm like, trust your intuition, tune into yourself. What does it feel like to you when you see it? Like, obviously the universe is communicating, but how does it feel to you when you're seeing that sign? So it's lovely. Like, I remember the first time I started seeing 1111 and 333 and all the angel numbers, and it's so magical because you're like, I'm not doing this alone. I do have their support. They are here for me. So I think it's really beautiful. And how have your signs like evolved over time? Like, obviously you said about purple hearts, but do they tend to give the same signs or does it evolve? Do you get any signs that you weren't expecting at all?
Yeah. So like any relationship, it gets stronger with time and you start to learn the language. You and your angels start to develop your own language with each other. So as a professional in this space, they have a grid of signs that they send me while I'm in sessions. And I know, okay, this sign means new house. This sign means new beginning. This sign means you're at a crossroad. This sign means there's some element of death in this situation. So I think as you go along, you can start what I call a miracle journal, where you can start to write down, like, okay, I saw a butterfly like three times during this really intense moment of transformation, or this sign means that. And you can start making a log, and you can also start writing it down and saying, okay, angels, like anything I write in this notebook is an invitation for you to co-create with me. Every time I write in this notebook, my free will choice is that you co-create with me using these signs. And so you can just create your own language with them. And it's always surprising. And it's always deeper. Most of us start with one psychic sense online. For me, it was feeling. Feeling is my strongest psychic sense. I can feel things so deeply. And so then when I started working more with my angels, my clairvoyance started coming online, and I started hearing things and then, you know, knowing things. And so as you keep developing your psychic senses and working with your angels and trust your intuition, which I always say our intuition is the sum of all of the times we've trusted ourselves. But the extra element of that is then acting on your intuition, because that's how you really strengthen it. Because if you trust yourself, you'll act on it. So once you start strengthening this, the signs will surprise you, because you'll open new pathways for your angels to communicate as your psychic senses come online and deepen. So maybe they'll start coming in through dreams. Maybe you'll meet a stranger on the street that has a message for you. There's such magical ways. And in general, working with angels, I always say approach it with playful curiosity. There's no way.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
To do it right or wrong, but if you're in a state of playful curiosity and just openness, it's astounding how many cool synchronicities can come through that way.
Totally agree. And thank you for sharing that practice as well. It sounds really cool. So I'm sure, well, I'm definitely going to try it, but I'm sure everybody listening will love trying that as well. So is there an angelic connection with dating? I have never thought of this before, but when it was a suggested question, I was like, I have to ask Taylor this because I would be so fascinated to know the answer.
Yes. So there's a huge angelic connection with dating, because dating is really working out our issues. It's a huge spiritual practice of mirroring with another person, everything inside. And so this is like one of my specialties in the angelic world, is fusing angelic intuition and navigating dating and love life. I've done so many love life readings. It's just something that I'm particularly super passionate about because I love love. And so when I was actually in the heart of my Saturn return, I did an angel reading on myself, as I do each year for my birthday. My angels told me that my soulmate was around me this year, and that if I like put myself out there, I would meet my soulmate this year. And so I started using my intuition and astrology and cards and angelic practices in a very conscious way as I was calling in my soulmate connection. I actually met my husband that year. So I say that angels are here to guide us through all of the realms of life. They're not only this kind of cerebral idea of guides that are sort of nebulous. They can help us in very practical, real ways. And dating is one of the ways I see almost every single young woman has gone through like an abusive relationship of some sort. And that is directly related to our healing, our shadows, our even sometimes energetic ties to past life wounds. And so working with your angels and inviting them in to consciously navigate the dating space from an empowered place isn't even about the end result of meeting someone. It's about standing in your full power and authenticity so that you're ready to attract the energy of real love, and in the process, creating a life of real love around you.
So true. And I love that because, you know, like when I've been on dating apps and dating previously, you know, like I just didn't even think to call in the angels. Like I didn't even know that was something I could do. So it's lovely to hear that. So taking that deeper then, how do online dating and like dating apps make the best arena for practicing and utilizing our own intuition?
Yeah, I love this. So by the time this comes out, my course on this will already be online. So I do have a whole course on this. And my website is angelsnamethyst.com. But basically, when you're on a dating app, it's like a playground for the ego. It is like the stories people say, like, okay, I'm this, and this is my title, and this is a picture of me. And it's like, the element of soul has been so sucked out of like the dating app process. And so I actually met my husband on Bumble, and I went into the dating apps instead of just saying like, okay, do you fit this like 3D checklist of who I want. Because honestly, up until I met my husband, I was going for the same exact type of person every single time. And it was never working out for me. It was like the same loop. And I feel like a lot of people do that. We go for the same exact type of person. And finally, I was like, throw all of that out the window. And before I even go on dating apps, well, I don't anymore. But back then, I would meditate and get into a clear headspace. I'd light a candle, which is my sign for my angels, that like I'm in sacred connection with them, that like opens the container, because you can't be online getting bombarded with messages 24/7. So a candle is my way. And I open the dating app and I would really feel into the energy of each person. I would take their name, and a starting technique you can use is to ask your angel what a yes feels like in your body and say, angels, please show me what a yes feels like in your body. For me, it's tingly, it's expansive, it's magical, it's energized. And then I say, please show me what a no feels like in my body. And it's shut down. It's heavy on the heart space. It's gray. And so I would go to each person, and instead of comparing it from an ego place of like, do you fit this checklist? I would first of all, invite my angels in and say, okay, like say this person's name is John. How does John's energy alchemize with mine? What does that feel like? And I would see if it felt like a yes or a no. And quite honestly, it opened me to people that I would have immediately counted out, including my husband. And he was very different than like the types of people that I was only dating, like actors, because I was an actor, and I was only dating like creative types. And I was just making these stories that limited. He lived a little bit out of my area. That would have been an instant like, no, he's too far. Like, we sabotage ourselves on the dating apps in these really real ways. And by actually opening it from a soul perspective and feeling in, and I always say, like, be careful with how you're feeling into these energies of each people on the app, because you don't want to psychically spy on them. The focus is more about how your energy will alchemize with their energy in relationship. You can even pull an oracle card for each person that you're looking at and say, what do you want me to know about this person? What would they be like in my life? But that will open your perspective so much to how you're sabotaging potentially the most beautiful relationship in your life, because it doesn't come in the package that your ego's asking for. There's also archangels that you can work with to help you navigate and attract more love. Like Archangel Camuel is like the archangel associated with love. And before you open the apps, you can really fixate on that bright pink, beautiful energy of that archangel and come into a place and say, Archangel Camuel, help me see these people through your eyes. Help me see these people through the lens of love. There's so much to say on this, but that's just a tidbit of how you can approach it in a more conscious way.
And that's why we created a course on it.
Exactly.
I can imagine there's so much on it, but it's such a refreshing way to think about it, because you're so right. Like, it is like a kid in a candy store sometimes when you're on these apps and you're like seeing these people. And I know I'm definitely guilty of, like you say, looking at that 3D checklist. And, you know, definitely like my partner I'm with, I definitely wouldn't have been like, oh my God, hell yes. Like, it was just like a pure intuition of like, you know what, I'm going to give this a go. And they always say, don't they, like, you know, the person you're with, like, it's not always who you think it will be. And like, yeah, it takes you by surprise. So I think that openness is really good. And like, even if you go on a date and that person doesn't turn out to be someone you get into a relationship with or more, you know, you can learn so much from each date. You can learn so much from meeting these different people. And I think it's opening up, like you say, to all those experiences and seeing how those energies would feel like. So I love those tips, and hopefully anybody listening can go and try these now when they're on their dating apps.
And I so agree. And when you go on those dates with people and it doesn't work out, it's still super valuable, because that is when you can be hyper observant of your shadows around love. Yes. I'm never going to meet someone, blah, 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 whatever those thoughts are. Like, I've had dates where I come home just crying, and it would have been better if I never went on them. So that's like another good point about the dating apps, is that when you're following your intuition, sometimes the message is, I don't want to be on the dating apps. I don't want to do this. And to that, I say, listen to that. You don't have to be on the dating apps. Listen to your intuition if they're not for you as well. That's also an angelic perspective, is not forcing yourself to do anything. Give yourself the grace of free will.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So what are your top tips and tools then, Taylor, we can use to increase our connection with our angels?
Yeah, well, gratitude is just such a great connector between us and the angelic realm. I like to invite my angels in every morning and every night, and I do a little card pull and I journal, and I understand not everyone's a professional angelic intuitive who has time to do that every day, but I still say if you can just invite them in out loud morning and night, that's huge. And our angels vibrate at a really high energy that's perfectly attuned to our highest self. So our closest way that we can be closer to our angels is to follow our joy. That's really it, to listen to our authentic expression and follow our joy. And when we're following our joy, even if that's reading a book by the pool, that raises our vibration to a higher place where they can come meet us in the middle in a higher way. But if we are staying loyal to these stories of who we are and what we have to do and what we should be, that's when it gets heavy and weighed down. And it's really hard for our angel's voice to cut through those lower vibration. So the best way to connect with your angels is to truly follow your joy.
I love that. Beautiful advice. Thank you. So my final question to you today then, Taylor, is what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my lovely listeners with?
What is one piece of life advice? I say, always look for the answers within yourself. Do not outsource your wisdom to anybody else, because no one else is in your shoes. No one else is on your soul's unique journey, and your path doesn't need to make sense to anybody but you. So being powerful is a practice. And if you can practice it every day, it will get easier and easier, and never outsource your power to anyone else.
Yes. My favorite advice, definitely, because I think so many people, and I'm absolutely guilty of it in the past, like we give away our power, we go for readings, we like go and say like to someone, you're like, I need the answers for this. And like you say, you know, we are our best gurus. So sometimes getting some external help is that, you know, there's time and a place for it. It definitely feels good to us sometimes, but you know, the more we trust ourselves, it builds that intuition. And we do have those answers within ourselves, but sometimes we just got to reach a little bit deeper to find them, or have someone help us find those answers, you know, with us. So yes, I love that. Beautiful advice. Thank you. So Taylor, where can my lovely listeners find you if they want to learn more about your work?
Yes. So my Instagram is at angels and amethyst with 2 underscores. So it's angels_and_amethyst. There are a lot of fake accounts that pretend to be me. It's such a awful problem on Instagram right now. So I will never DM you. I'm on a waiting list. I will never ask you for money. The only way to book with me is through my website, which is angelsandamethyst.com. On my website, I also have a Be Your Own Angelic Intuitive workshop course that is pre-recorded, so you can take it at your own pace. And that has a lot of tips and tricks. And if you are looking to break into the spiritual world, angels is such a safe place, and it's a great place for beginners to start. And even if you're not a beginner, it has a lot of useful tips and tricks to connecting with your angels. I also do a monthly gathering called Earth Angel Club, where I give an astrological update. I do a group reading for the people that are there, and I guide you through a guided angelic meditation that's attuned to the zodiac season that we're in. So a lot of stuff going on with me, but my website, angelsandamethyst.com, has all of that information.
Amazing. And I will put a clickable link to Taylor's website in the description below, so you've got an easy accessible link as well. But thank you so much, Taylor. I feel like I've learned so much from this podcast already. So I'm certain everybody listening has also taken away so many pearls of wisdom. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing all your amazing tips today.
Thank you for having me.
So thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you've enjoyed Taylor and I's conversation. As always, a clickable link to Taylor's work will be in the description below. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, my books, or anything else that I have to offer, you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all the things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.